Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Able to celebrate the 50th anniversary here at Pensacola Christian College, an incredible milestone empowering Christian leaders for decades. Not too many institutions can say that. This is indeed the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Jeanette Nunez, the Lieutenant Governor for the great state of Florida, a voice you probably don't know, a name you might not even know, just because, you know, she's been definitely overshadowed by the governor, who is, everybody knows the governor. But, you know, even if you're well-informed, like you are listeners, you hear a lot of things. We don't really cover Jeanette Nunez an awful lot because there's not a lot to cover. But she did come to town a week ago and spoke at the commencement ceremony for Pensacola Christian College on their 50th anniversary, which was, I thought, a very, very cool speech. I thought it was a lot of good stuff in there. I particularly like it when a elected official speaks religiously to a religious crowd and does so in a way that shows that she's really fluent in that language and is not, you know, speaking an adopted language or non-native language or, you know, pretending to put it on like some very prominent politicians that I won't name, but you can infer. So she told some very interesting stuff, and particularly about her parents and how she got here.
And since we're reflecting on the past, I thought I'd share a little bit about my own journey. I was born and raised in Miami, the youngest of three daughters. I had two wonderful, hardworking parents that came to this country in 1961, fleeing communist regime in Cuba. The communist regime had taken over in 1959. They had confiscated properties, farms. They were killing innocent civilians. And worse yet, shutting down churches and prohibiting religion. So my parents made the difficult decision to flee their homeland and seek refuge in the United States, where they could worship their Creator and raise their daughters to be God-fearing followers of Christ.
Oh, man, talk about a story. And, you know, there's nobody understands the perils of communism or socialism or radical leftism like people who had to flee countries where it was practiced, right? And that's why you're... It's always hard for people to grasp when they first, even for me, it was like I had to realize this when we first moved here, because I'm familiar historically around the nation with Hispanics being typically Democrat voters more so than not. Although often if they come from a Catholic background, you know, maybe not as much as some. But you come to Florida and all your Hispanics are conservatives. You're like, well, how's that? That's South Florida. That's why all of your Hispanics in the legislature are all Republicans, because they're either, you know, Cuban descent typically or, you know, adjacent. So just something to be, you know, to kind of understand about the uniqueness of Florida's demographic proximity to, or geographic proximity to Cuba. Anyway, talking about Governor DeSantis.
But every day I truly am humbled to serve alongside a great man who is also a man of courage and conviction. And sadly, what we see in society is that what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong. But we need only look on college campuses across this country to be troubled and perplexed. But I know that here in Florida, we're fortunate to have someone that's leading the way. But even in the midst of this troubled world that we live in, the Bible provides us answers.
Amen, sister. By the way, a lot of, you know, I was thinking about this in comparison with the Harrison Bucker speech and, you know, how his was very open and dogmatic in its pronouncements, or semi-dogmatic in its pronouncements about certain subjects, and hers was not. But you could imagine that folks who are either anti-religious or anti-conservative would not be particularly happy about some of the things in this speech. Okay. But I, you know, I thought that it was kind of charming. And like I said, it was really nice to hear a public official talk about her faith and talk the language of faith so fluently and to have a little bit of humor injected into it.
Looking back, I can honestly...
She went to a Christian... K through 12, I believe, and I think also a Christian college that was founded by somebody who was educated here at PCC. Okay, so she's kind of familiar with the tradition, certainly familiar with the educational quality, and at the Christian college she went to.
Looking back, I can honestly share with you that one of the best times of my life was attending that Christian school. I learned so much spiritually and academically, and if that wasn't enough, I met the love of my life and my husband of 28 years, so I'd say I did pretty well, and so did he. But he may not agree with that, and he may not like that I shared that, but he's probably not watching. But that Christian education truly prepared me for public service for such a time as this. And what a time it has been.
He did okay. Yeah, he definitely did okay.
And even in this role with the busy schedules and the political fights on social media, if I could give you a little piece of advice, don't read the comments about me. They're all false. So, but I have constantly challenged myself in this role in particular to grow my faith. To not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. And I'll tell you, it's harder than it sounds, because you get caught up with so much going on.
It is. It really is. And, you know, a lot of the sort of temptation to sin for people in the public eye is not necessarily what you might think of as, you know, infidelities or crimes. It's character stuff. You know, it's contempt and wrath and unforgiveness. And, you know, it's like that kind of stuff that... I feel like I'm fighting all the time doing this job, and I don't always win that battle. But it's stuff that, like she says, you know, a temptation to be drawn away from what you really know is right. We'll come back and finish this up in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Well, if you're coming in from Pace or Milton, we are looking clear on Woodbine and Chemukla Highway all the way over US 90 Bridge there. Some traffic slowing down as you enter Pensacola and exit the bridge, but clear as you approach Davis Highway and 9 Mile Road. And if you are coming in from Gulf Breeze in Navarre, you are clear all the way westbound on 98 over the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola this morning. And that traffic in Windhaven Beach has just cleared up, so no need to expect some delays as you cross the Navarre Beach Causeway there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
And speaking of insurance, you got to have something to insure. And if it's a car, you want to get that at Frontier Motors. They specialize in good quality, almost new cars that are 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, wide variety. You know, the idea is you probably put off buying that next vehicle a little bit too long. And I know because I do. And I think we're kind of probably liking that. And if we're not, it's okay. You can be different from me. That's also allowed. But if you're like me, you put it off because you don't want to do it. You don't want to deal with it. You're worried about the cost, all this stuff. And so you wind up driving a car that you're a little embarrassed about and you don't know is all that reliable and you don't enjoy very much. And you deserve better. Go to Frontier and find that next vehicle. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to this conversation about what I think is newsworthy. I mean, if the lieutenant governor comes to town and gives a commencement address, that's newsworthy. And I kind of found out about it a little bit after the fact. And that's why I, you know, went to PCC and said, hey, you know, do you guys have a video? Oh, sure. So I'll post that on our Facebook page a little bit later. I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but I will do that sometime this morning when I get an opportunity. But her comments, the lieutenant governor's comments at the commencement last week were, I thought, quite good, including the gentlest of all altar calls, like an altar call that wasn't even an altar call. Altar call, for those of you who are not religious, is when you present the gospel and you give people an opportunity to act on it, you know, to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And this wasn't really an altar call, but it was, like I said, it was kind of the, wait, what did she just do? It kind of was in that direction.
And as you move on to the next journey in your life, you'll always have the lessons that you learned, the relationships that you formed, and none more important than your relationship with Jesus Christ. I trust everyone here is confident in their personal relationship. But if anyone here is not and has questions about that relationship, I would encourage you to speak to the pastor or to anyone here, any of the faculty. They would love to share more about the good news. Do not delay. No one is guaranteed another tomorrow.
The lieutenant governor of the state of Florida just gave a intensity level one altar call at a commencement ceremony at a very, very conservative Christian college that, you know, as I've said before, kind of, you know, bats as a university, you know, in terms of quality of education. I love it. I'm almost surprised nobody's picked up on it, reported it as news or controversy. Oh, my God, controversy. But if she didn't, it'd be weird. You know, if you gave a speech at PCC and you didn't talk so openly about faith, the Bible, and Christ, and it'd be kind of odd.
And do not think for a second that the enemy isn't preparing traps for you, in particular, our young folks. He would like nothing more than to see those of you that have spent the last 4 years growing in your faith, when you walk out these doors, to fall away from your faith. Don't ever forget your Christian identity. It'll guide you to do what is right and just.
God, have a public official talk to you about the dangers of the devil being prepared for you, snares and traps for your soul. I love it.
And if I could say just one thing today, if you remember just one thing, it would be this. Be passionate. Be passionate in your purpose and be passionate for Christ. The Bible reminds us that whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
By the way, when a speaker says there's only one thing I really want you to remember from my speech, if you don't play that clip, you're not really doing your job as a news person, right?
And as you step into the real world, the workforce, serve as that irreplaceable example. Look for those fallen branches. Look for those seeds that have yielded no grain. And look for the people who have walked away from God and help them to find him again.
And, you know, one of the, it was a little earlier in the speech as I'm kind of walking you through it chronologically a little bit. But I, honestly, like my favorite part of the speech was fairly early because she mentioned something about the professors that it's obvious when you think about it, but sometimes you need somebody to say the obvious thing so that you think about it.
So I will say that graduates, I know you know this. I know that your family knows this. But how blessed are you to have attended Pensacola Christian College? And as you think about how far you've come, know that this institution has poured into your lives since the moment you arrived. The faculty has molded you, they've prepared you, they've prayed over you, and they've equipped you to face the flaming arrows of the enemy.
They've prayed over you, and not just while you were here, but...
And may you find comfort in knowing that those same people that have been praying for you throughout your entire time here will continue to do so long after you're gone. And again, not many students can say that their professors have prayed for them and will continue to pray for them.
And continue to pray for them. Ah, I love that. You know, the idea that your professors are still praying for you once you've graduated. So how'd she finish the speech?
I pray that the Lord will grant each of you wisdom and discernment to serve each other and those you encounter along the way, to be the hands and feet, to be the light, because you are Florida's future. So... fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith. Thank you again so much for this incredible honor. Congratulations to the class of 2024. Now go and build your future with Christ firmly at the center. Thank you all so much.
Rousing applause. Rousing applause for Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez speaking at PCC a week ago. And by the way, you know, can I just, this is going to seem like an odd note to you, maybe, I don't know, but this is one of the things that I love about doing what I do, and I'm going to read you two texts that just came in. You ready? 437-1620. Text number one, I can't do this anymore. The PCC stuff did it. Going to take some time off from your show. Take care. Just too much. Text number two, warms my heart to hear this speech. Beautiful. You know, I understand. But that's part of the reason why we do this is because I love the wide variety of people who listen to the show. And I know there's an awful lot of you who may think it's not appropriate for her to give that speech. I don't like this content. I'm not interested in religious content. I'm just telling you, this is one thing that happened. It was a pretty significant event in our community, I think, that I don't think anybody else has really reported on very much. That's why I wanted to share it with you. But the people who disagree with me, the people who, you know, even don't like me or don't like some of the content, you are welcome here regardless, and I'm glad to get your texts, 437-1620. I will share them on the air when appropriate. It doesn't bother me if you disagree. I can't tell you enough times. I used to say it all the time. I don't say it probably often enough anymore, but I actually kind of prefer content when people disagree with me because when people agree with you, there's not much to say, you know, but when people disagree, it's like, oh, we can have a conversation. There's something to work with here. You know what I mean? And it's not much of a compliment when people listen who agree, because, you know, but if they listen and they disagree, there's something kind of meaningful about that. 824 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're getting hungry later on today, you can go to Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. They just opened up here in Pensacola just about two months ago, actually. And I have never been more excited about a restaurant opening. Here's why. They were in Crestview, and we used to stop there in Crestview. We discovered them kind of, I don't even remember how, by accident. We drove by one time or so. I don't know how we found them, but they are the best. Oh my God, it's so good. Such great Hawaiian food. And it's kind of like you order by your size, how much you want to eat, and then, you know, which meats, one, two meats, and then you scoop the sides and all this. Teriyaki chicken, teriyaki steak, Kahlua pig, garlic chicken, and then the sides are amazing. You got to at least get white rice. And then you want to do something else. I like the macaroni salad. The boys get all white rice. That's what they prefer the most. So this is my kids' favorite place to eat. And when they came to Pensacola, they were super excited because we would stop by in Crestview, but now we can just go over to University Mall where they're out in front of the Academy Sports, JCPenney, and the old Dickies location. Affordable, fantastic, and not open Sunday or Monday. So you got to wait till Tuesday to go, but they are well worth it. Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
I am hugely unprepared this morning. I apologize. If you are coming into town from Pace or Milton, you are looking good. Maybe seeing a little bit of a slowdown at the intersection of Woodbine and US 90, but clear once you get over the bridge into Pensacola. And traffic building up a little bit on Davis Highway right outside the West Florida Hospital there. So expect some delays if you're traveling north or southbound on Davis Highway past the hospital this morning. Traffic building up all around downtown, so please drive with caution, especially on 9th Avenue as you are approaching Chase and Gregory Street. And if you're in Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way westbound into Pensacola over the 3-mile bridge this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 when Dusty Studer, the dean of the Warrington campus at Pensacola State College, will be on the show, letting you know everything you need to know about summer and fall registration, available programs, financial aid, and so much more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This Memorial Day weekend, select the best meats cut fresh to your liking from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a time of remembrance and a time of gatherings, and you'll find a great selection of specialty beef, pork, chicken, and any exotic meat you like. From fine wines, cheeses, and desserts to the Boar's Head deli items, they have what you need for the perfect Memorial Day celebration. So head to Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli today. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Find them at the corner of Fairfield and Lillian Highway in Pensacola.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robin. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I must break you.
By the way, a couple of texts we got in here about the Jeanette Nunez commencement address. Somebody said, a commencement address is what sent somebody over the edge. That's interesting. Somebody else says, I echo the second one you read about appreciating it. God bless us all. Somebody said, I absolutely loved her speech. It was right on. Thank you for covering it and convicting people. Love it, Andrew. Thank you. Andrew, I needed to hear Lieutenant Governor's news article today. Oh, man, that's great. And then this one, while I'm not a Christian, her speech is appropriate for where and who she's talking to. Oh, God, I love that comment. That's so... it's more people needed to say that for the Harrison Bucker speech, you know. I know you're not saying it for that one, but that's, you know, understand context, right? Understand context. 8:29 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A 19-year-old man lucky to be alive after falling down a 400-foot canyon in Washington State. The sheriff's office there says the man was walking along a trail on steep terrain when he slipped and fell. Police say it's amazing he survived with only minor injuries. The UN Security Council meeting today after that deadly strike in Rafah over the weekend. That strike hit a camp housing the displaced. Israeli officials say the target was a Hamas compound and two militant senior officials were killed. And a teenager in Arizona recovering, Andrew, after a bear barged into his cabin and attacked him. This happened in Alpine, Arizona, where the teen's mom says the teen had the front door open on his cabin. The bear wandered in, attacked him. The teen, able to escape with only a few scratches, made it to another cabin on the property with the bear chasing him and was able to get in and close the door.
Well, lucky him in Florida. Now, if you had a weapon, although a teenager wouldn't be allowed to have a loaded firearm, so, or, you know, outside of the house, but, you know, or even inside the house. His rules are kind of funny about that. Oh, I checked with somebody and they said that it's actually quite normal to have the prosecution go last with a rebuttal. So prosecution, okay, then defense, and then a rebuttal of some kind from the prosecution apparently is actually quite normal in criminal trials. Another thing that TV lied to us about. Can they tell the truth about anything?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The defense goes first, then the prosecution, delivering closing arguments today at former President Trump's trial in New York.
During the trial, the prosecution called 20 witnesses to the stand. The defense only called 2 witnesses. Trump did not take the stand in his own defense. The former president is facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He denies any wrongdoing and has pleaded not guilty. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
Our regional wireless carriers being bought up by one of the big guys.
T-Mobile is paying about $4.4 billion for almost all of U.S. cellular, giving it 4 million new customers. T-Mobile says the deal will help it to reach more rural areas that haven't traditionally been covered by its cell phone network.
Stocks start the day mixed on Wall Street. That was Jenny Casola reporting. Pope Francis, by the way, is apologizing for using a vulgar term in Italian about gay men, reaffirming the Catholic Church's ban on gay priests. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Already starting to warm up. We've got 78 degrees right now in Pensacola. There is a heat wave on the way. A lot of the Central Gulf Coast, Southern Florida, and Texas facing dangerous heat over the next several days. The National Weather Service says the early season heat wave could see temperatures at or near record highs, with heat index readings of up to 115 possible. Alabama headed to Florida for the NCAA baseball regionals this week. The NCAA selected the Crimson Tide as the number 2 seed in the Tallahassee regional hosted by Florida State. A 21-year-old woman is dead after being hit by a truck on Pine Forest Road. That happened just before midnight on Sunday. FHP says the truck was headed south on Pine Forest when the woman walked out in front of the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. An incident report and 911 call released by the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office in relation to that deputy involved shooting in the death of senior airman Roger Fortson earlier this month. In the 911 call, a neighbor at Fortson's apartment complex reported that the argument had been ongoing for some time, then told the dispatcher she'd heard gunshots.
And just for now, we're trying to clear the scene too, okay?
Okay. Is everybody okay?
I can't answer that, okay. But we do have help on the way.
Okay.
A 30-page incident report was also released to Channel 3. However, nearly all of the information in that report was redacted, except for the address of the apartment. Fortson was laid to rest in his hometown earlier this month. The family's hired attorney, Ben Crump, to represent them. An arrest has been made in a domestic violence-related shooting in Atmore. Police say 62-year-old Fred Dale was arrested after officers were called to that shooting in the 100 block of Terrace Street on Monday morning. Details surrounding the shooting have not yet been released, but Dale is being held with no bond at the Escambia, Alabama jail. Right now, no word on his charges or the condition of the victim. Well, it's officially the summer season, as you can probably tell with this heat wave. Both the Pensacola swimming pools now open. The city says the Cecil Hunter Pool on East Blunt Street, the Roger Scott Pool on Summit Boulevard, both opened for the season on Friday. Entry fees this year are up just a little bit, as the city did approve a new contract with YMCA to manage the pool. Entry fees are $3 for kids, $4 for adults, and $3.50 for senior citizens. Season passes this year, $116. Family passes, $187. Senior passes, $73. New this year, though, the passes are good for both of those pools. There's also scholarship programs that are available for low-income families. 8:34, News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy has our traffic on the fives.
Well, if you are heading down Davis Highway this morning, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic right outside of the West Florida Hospital there. Coming in from Cantonment, looking like some traffic on U.S. Highway 29 going southbound into Pensacola this morning. If you are heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, you are pretty clear all the way into on westbound 98 over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. And seeing a lot of traffic still on the beach, possibly some residual traffic from Memorial Day, so expect some delays if you were driving down any of the beach roads this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a very warm day today with temperatures warming up near 94 degrees for your high. Mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 90. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Keeping the nice forecast around for Thursday with hot, humid temperatures, high near 88. Temperatures overnight dropping into the low 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we're well on our way to those warm temperatures today. Already 80 degrees and sunny in Pensacola. 79 in Gulf Breeze and 79 in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. Your money now this morning. Markets opening back up today. A little bit mixed. The Dow is down 119.94 right now, 38,949.65. The S&P 500, though, up just under 9 points at 53,12.92. The NASDAQ up 77 points at 16,998.21. Our 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.45%. Gold prices up 27.70 at 23.62.20. Silver prices up $1.80 at 32.31 this morning. And crypto down. Bitcoin's down over 1,700 at 67.833.77. Class of 2024 had turbulent college years as they prepare to enter the job market. Employers are reportedly concerned about hiring recent graduates. According to a survey of over 1,200 business leaders published by Intelligent.com, 64% of employers say they are concerned about hiring anyone who's graduated in the past 5 years because they may have participated in protests. About two-thirds of employers say they're reluctant to hire protesters because they may be confrontational in the workplace, and over half say they might make other workers feel uncomfortable. Student academic workers at UCLA will be striking today, those workers represented by the UAW, which recently authorized the strike. And Elon Musk has raised another $6 billion in funding for his artificial intelligence company, xAI, putting its valuation at $24 billion. That money came in from Silicon Valley venture capitalists and a Saudi prince. Musk said on Monday that there would be more funding to announce in the coming weeks. The company says that money will be used to take products to market and increase the pace of their research and development. 8:37, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Thursday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach.
In Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key.
On News Radio 92.3.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It is National Hamburger Day, so the question of the day is... who's got the best local hamburger? 437-1620, 437-1620. I will have controversial things to say about this because I know where your answers are going to go, and we do not agree on some of these things.
You don't think Blue Dot's the best burger in town?
Why would you have to start there?
What are you talking about? Because it's the undisputed truth.
That it's not the best burger in town? I agree.
That it is the best burger
in town. It is not the best burger in town.
Okay, well... can't wait to hear this. Lay it on us.
Well, I don't want to necessarily start with the point of contention, but no, not even close.
You're going to, what are you going to say, Tops?
First of all, no fries. You're telling me you got a burger joint where you can't get fries? What's wrong with you? And then you got to, like, at least you used to. They the last time I was in there, they actually had a very customer service oriented person.
Yeah.
Historically not the same.
Yeah.
Historically, well, you know, it's like the soup Nazi in Pensacola.
You know what? I worked in the service industry a long time. How badly I wish I could say, Coke or no Coke. You know what I mean?
It's a good burger.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's the best. 437-1620. You got to know what it's not before you go into that deal. A lot of, you know, what's the hours at Blue Dot, Jimmy?
I couldn't tell you.
Nobody can tell you.
Some days it's
open. Some days
1 p.m. to 1:30.
It's not open some other days.
That's part of the charm.
I don't. You know, charm and hazing sound a lot alike to me. 437-1620. Everything that's quirky, weird, or a deal breaker, you'd be like, that's just part of what it makes it different.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of what it makes it different. So, David, you want to weigh in on this? You got a best local burger? 437-1620.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what the best burger is, but I'm listening with great interest because I'm still exploring all the burger options.
All right, so Jimmy, Blue Dot, you're done?
No, I got to think about this.
Okay,
I haven't actually been to Blue Dot in
years. I'll give you a chance to revise. 437-1620. 437-1620. Let's see, where are we at here? Okay, so I think this is probably my answer. I think this is probably, because I was thinking about it. By the way, burgers in my family are a must-have because that is the only food my wife will eat when we go to a restaurant.
Hmm.
Period. And don't call me with too many questions. I'm just telling you, no steak, no pork, no chicken, no fish, no, just hamburger. And don't put any funny stuff in the hamburger because people sometimes do. Don't put any sauce on it. Just a bun and some mustard and ketchup and onions and we're done and that's it.
None of that funny lettuce or
no God, why? Just stop it. Okay, cheese is acceptable, but anyway, so I'm fairly well versed in the local burger scene. And if it's weird, we're not having it. So I'm just telling you. 437-1620. Somebody says McGuire's. I concur. I think McGuire's is the best in town. Although Tops is very, very good.
Tops is,
but
really
they're
good.
So different. They are so different, but. I have never had a burger at McGuire's and thought, eh. I've always had a burger at McGuire's and thought, oh, yeah. And then, of course, all the other stuff that comes, you know. And, by the way, price is very reasonable for the size burger they do. But Tops is obviously very, very good. 437-1620, The Office, Oval Office in Milton. Oh, I think I have had one there, and it's quite good. CJ is at the corner of Pace and Garden. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay. I didn't have a burger when we were there, but CJ's generally does everything well. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to go into CJ's and be like, nah, you can try better. You guys can do a little bit better. Another one for the Oval Office in Milton. Okay. Let's see. 3D Eats on the corner of Fairfield and Pace at the old Checkers. Okay. I haven't tried that. It's an odd location, but I have seen the signs when we drive past there. That's at the northeast corner, kitty corner from, let's see, across from the Sefco, across from the jail, kitty corner to the, what is that, the Shell? I can't think it right now. Anyway, and it says, somebody says, and they also have slushy tea. My wife is actually a big fan of Red Robin. You can include, chains are fine, because sometimes chains have great food. The only thing about Red Robin, see, she loves the fries. Unlimited, you're giving me side eye, Jimmy.
I don't think chains should be allowed.
Oh, why? Do they not exist locally? Do their people not work here locally?
Okay. I could do without the sarcasm.
Could you?
I could.
I'd like to have a heap and helping of the Pensacola Morning News without the sarcasm today, please. Good luck. 437-1620. 3D Eats, somebody else says. Grover's Wings and Things, somebody says. That's up on Davis Highway. That's a good one. Let's see. Oh, and thank you for the Lieutenant Governor's speech. You're definitely welcome. Let's see. McGuire's and Tops. Somebody says McDonald's does not have the best burger in town. You think? However, they do have the Everlasting Hamburger. It just doesn't go bad no matter how long it sits out.
That's good.
That's funny. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Well, if you were coming in from Pace or Milton, you are looking really clear all the way over the US 90 bridge. No backup on Woodbine or Chemukla this morning. And if you are heading southbound on Scenic Highway, you might see a little bit of a backup on the Olive Road intersection. So expect some delays if you were traveling southbound on there. And seeing a little bit of a traffic buildup on North Palafox Street this morning in between Brent Lane and Massachusetts there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Hey, if you you need to get an education, you need to go to college, and you know maybe you're going to go to university eventually, maybe you're not, I don't know. But I'm telling you, our experience at PSC, at Pensacola State College, my family's experience was fantastic. Like, we have two boys, both of them who are in engineering and university now. And PSC with their dual enrollment in high school, so you can go, like, they took 3 years of dual enrollment classes. That means they were taking high school classes and getting high school credit and college credit for it both. So when they went to UWF, they went as basically halfway done sophomores. So they went in with a year and a half under their belt. They got good classroom experience for homeschool kids. They, you know, who hadn't had a lot of classroom experience, although the one had gone to Brown Barge, but, you know, the other one had none. And he got his real first classroom experience going to PSC. It was great. Flexible instructors who will work with you if you need any accommodation. That, you know, a variety of times offered for the classes, which means that you can really work with your schedule. That's perfect for non-traditional students. A variety of instructors. So if you know you like somebody, you can find a way to take their class again. If you know you don't like somebody, you can find a way to not take their class. I mean, you know, that's good stuff. So I'm just telling you, we had a great experience at PSC. My kids benefited tremendously from them, and I recommend them vehemently. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. So the question of the day, it's National Burger Day. Who's got the best burger? I know that a lot of people would say Tops. It has been said already by Jimmy.
I would say Tops, yeah. I think my hamburgers have to come in a brown paper bag that is literally just soaked in grease.
That you're not really sure whether it's actually a hamburger in there or maybe a pile of dirty cash or, you know, it could be anything. That's part of the excitement, right?
Yeah.
somebody says, let's see, where are we at for best burger? Oh, so I got to tell you, a burger that I used to be, I would have said the best, but they don't exist anymore. Burger Factory. Used to be over on Navy by the base, right across from the school. And then also they had that second location in the...
Can't be that good.
What is the name of that? The mall at Creighton and 9th Avenue. I think they expanded and it didn't work out for them is I think what happened. But no, my God, they were so good. And they had sweet potato tots, which are the best things. They really are the best things. What was Joe Addison's place? Not Hop Jack's, but the... what was his place downtown? I can't think of it now.
There was Hop Jack's, and then there was...
Maybe I'm thinking about, of Hop Jack's was the pizza place.
That was pizza.
What was the other one?
I know what you're talking about.
They were really good burgers, too, but they're not around anymore either. The Point, somebody says, Johnny Houston's in Navarre. Too far. I mean, you know, it's a listening area. It's fine. We'll allow it. Best Burger, Union Public House. Okay, so... And that's one I have not had a chance to try yet. Burger at True Grit American Bistro. Haven't tried that one yet. These are good suggestions. I love it. Jerry's Drive-In. No, that's a good burger. And plus the feel, you know, the environment is all fantastic. Let's see. Somebody says Jerry's Drive-In, another one for Jerry's Drive-In. Call me crazy, easy to please. I like Whoppers and Whataburgers and Big Macs. They're all in my budget. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're shopping on a... And by the way, the Whopper is a really good burger.
Okay, so Absinthe's place was called Tin Cow.
Tin Cow, that's right.
Yeah.
With and- the truffle oil potato, you know, fries. And oh, my boys used to love going there. Sammy Barker's on 9 Mile, somebody says. 3D Eats. What's the, there's another food truck that specializes just in burgers. Now I can't think of it offhand. They're usually over by the brewery on 12th Avenue.
Brown Bagger?
Brown Bagger.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. But they're, that is a whole different experience.
They're behind Alga.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Very good. Somebody here says Sunset Grill and Perdido. Somebody says Blue Dot's a no-go because they don't have cheese. Right, see? No cheese, no fries. You know, take it or leave it, the ketchup. Just, you know, I mean, it's fine. It's fine if you got to put up with all of the shenanigans. Or that's what gives it quirky class, right? Makes it Pensacola special.
You know, you say you don't want funny stuff on the burger, and now you're chastising a place for not putting funny stuff on the burger.
Well, because my wife, I got to, you know, she's indifferent to the Blue Dot because it's no fries. That's a bad thing, you know.
Okay.
They are a very good standard. And so, if you've never gone, you know, it's probably going to take you 5 or 6 trips to get there when they're actually open. But, you know, eventually, you know, drive through Belmont DeVilliers and you'll be good.
And if you don't like onions, you're going to really hate Blue Dot.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Oh, somebody says Burger Factory was a casualty of COVID. No, that could be true. But I don't think I have to remember the timeline on that. Anyway, so lots of good burgers. You know, there's lots of good burgers in town, and it's a good day to eat one. Or you can make it yourself. That's also fine. 850 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI.
May is Military Appreciation Month, and Jim's Firearms is proud to honor our military. During the month of May, Jim's Firearms proudly thanks our troops for their hard work, dedication, and commitment to the fight for our freedom. Join Jim's Firearms in saluting the men and women who serve our United States military. Jim's Firearms, on the corner of Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road in Pensacola. Stop by today or visit jimfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, they truly are the best in town.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Conversation earlier about Jeanette Nunez, Lieutenant Governor for Florida, who came to speak at the Pensacola Christian College graduation ceremony last weekend, and I played a lot of her clips, very, very overtly religious, which is appropriate, of course, for PCC, and I was just impressed to hear somebody who is in public office speak so fluently about matters of faith. You know, some people, you know, speak faith talk fluently. Some people it's forced. Some people it's definitely a foreign tongue or barely any at all. And she was. And somebody texted in. I thought this was a very interesting text because I was talking about how I don't mind people disagreeing with me. I like it. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't irritate me. I'm you know, I disagree with me. If you listen long enough over time, you know, who knows? You know, there's a lot of arguments going on inside my head. But somebody had texted in. Oh, now where did I put the text? Because I wanted to talk about it. It was actually really here. It is. Okay. Somebody texted in and said, 437-1620. I listen every morning for 4 years now. Thank you. I appreciate that. Just want you to know that there are Christians who are Democrats. Completely agree. Absolutely. And then goes on. My biggest problem with you, y'all, is the way you paint all Democrats with such a broad brush. Because I consider myself a Christian, I could never be a Republican. I believe that Jesus wants us to love everyone. None of us are worthy, not even the Republicans. Agreed. That's why we all need saving. Signing off now, going to work. Forgive me for punctuation errors, riddled through my text. I'm in a hurry to get to my building. Wanted to make your day by letting you know I disagree and listen every day. And you did. Have a good day, Andrew. No, I don't say that often enough. There's not enough time in radio to say everything that needs to be said. That's not really an excuse, because when you bring something up, you ought to be able to say it all. But yeah, no, this is accurate. There are many, many, many Republicans who claim Christ, and I would say, and there are many, many Democrats who claim Christ. I'd be like, mm-hmm. You say, well, what about various positions? Well, let's talk about each one. And by the way, your views on social issues, this will hit somebody up against the head in a way you probably need it, is you're not saved by your political views. It's always entertaining to me in a bit of a painful way that many conservative, politically conservative Christians will eagerly affirm that you're, you know, saved by grace through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of Christ, right? That you are not saved by your works, and turn right around and say that these people are not saved because of their viewpoints. Viewpoints are intellectual works. Your doctrine doesn't save you. Your works don't save you. Your beliefs that you believe in Christ. But then we all have mistakes. We all have errors. So I'm glad they said that. And it's true. This is why I had so much problem with, you know, some of the comments that, for example, Commissioner Calkins made about Democrats recently is, dude, you know, I've known way too many decent, faithful, loving, wonderful, beautiful Democrat Christians. And I've known some really atrocious, horrible Republicans and or conservatives, many of whom claim to be Christians. And I would say, I'm not so sure about that. Or I'm really sure it's not that. So I appreciate the text, and I appreciate you. It's 8:57 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Well, if you were coming in from into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you are clear over the U.S. 90 bridge, but might experience a little bit of a slowdown as you exit the bridge and come into Pensacola. And might see a little bit of traffic coming in from Cantonment this morning down South Highway 29 as you approach East 10 Mile Road. Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you might see a little bit of traffic coming in right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up as you exit the park. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. By the way, well done saying that. I could tell you were like right on the edge, but you did it. The Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve.
Yes.
That's one that'll trip you up to say that.
Well,
all
it's
in order.
Not as bad as Hurlburt Field.
You have trouble with that one, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody pointed this out earlier. We were talking about the possibility of the bridge being rebuilt. It'll have to be rebuilt to Navarre. And I had mentioned how Santa Rosa County hasn't properly planned ahead to pay for that. That's everybody. Escambia County has not properly planned ahead how they're going to pay for Bob Sykes or how they're going to pay for the Perdido Bridge. And somebody said, and I thought this was a good point, or the District 5 Quintet Road Bridge. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. That's also not been, and that's going to have to be replaced at some point. I don't know where that's at in its lifespan or its functional obsolescence or not yet, but that's definitely one that's going to have to be redone at some point. All right, time for future news, where Jimmy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. First question, the bridge, okay? They decided they're not going to do a toll bridge in an election year before the election. Will we get a bridge paid for by somebody else? Or paid for by self, but at no cost to the taxpayer? Or will there be a toll on that bridge?
I think there's going to be a toll.
I also think there's going to be a toll. I think if, you know, at $5 people lose their mind, I think at a buck or two or $2, you know, probably is, I don't think people object all that much. It makes for good electioneering in a campaign year, but it's probably not going to be a free bridge.
This is WNRP Golf Breeze Milton Pensacola, the recipient of the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for year-round community service.